Prince of Yoga, Hari Om. In the name of our Gurudev Swami Shivananda and the Divine Life Society, Hong Kong Branch Yoga Center, may I welcome you all for participating tonight's lecture by His Holiness Sri Swami Yogasrupa Nanda. In 1957, our Gurudev Saint Swami Vishnu Devananda came to Hong Kong and bring the first yoga class to Hong Kong in the Hindu temple nearby. Now the word yoga is very familiar to all of us. However, some people may treat yoga as an exercise. Some people may think that yoga is something related to Hindu religion. Then what is yoga? According to our Gurudev Sri Swami Shivananda, yoga is a science of life. Yoga cannot separate from our daily life. How to keep our body, prana, mind, intellect in a healthy way is the science of yoga. We actively breathe every second. Then yoga teaches us the science of breathing, science of pranayama. We eat daily. Then yoga also provides us a science of diet. Tonight, we are going to explore the topic on yoga diet. It is my honor to introduce His Holiness Sri Swami Yogasrupanandaji to you. Swamiji is coming from Shivananda Ashram in Rishikesh, India. He is the Vice President of the Divine Life Society, India. He joined Shivananda Ashram since 1946. 1964. He is an expert in Hatha Yoga, Bhagavad Gita, Yoga, and Vedanta philosophy. Swamiji first visited Hong Kong in 1986. This year is his 31 year to bring Gurudev's teaching and blessings to Hong Kong. Let's welcome Swamiji.各位瑜伽的朋友，首先香港圣洁生命会、香港瑜伽中心是欢迎各位，是出席今晚是由瑜伽师洛巴难陀大师是主持的一个讲座。在1957年，我们的祖师师范难陀大师呢，就派了一位的大师，是叫Swami Vishnu Devananda的。 咁佢係第一位大師咧，係將瑜伽係帶嚟香港嘅。咁當時佢授課嘅地點咧，就喺呢度附近嘅印度廟嗰度嘅。咁時至今日咧，瑜伽已經係非常之普及，亦係大家所熟悉噶啦。咁但係好多人咧，有啲就會諗瑜伽純粹係一種運動嚟嘅。咁亦都有啲人咧就諗瑜伽咧，好可能係同一啲印度教嘅宗教有關嘅。 咁其實瑜伽係乜嘢嘢呢？咁我哋嘅祖師釋迦牟尼佛大師咧，係會將瑜伽睇成為係一種生命嘅科學嚟嘅，因為瑜伽係唔可以脱離開我哋嘅日常生活嘅。點樣可以保持住我哋嘅身體啦、生命能啦、內心啦，同埋理智啦，係一個健康嘅狀況之下咧？咁呢個就係瑜伽嘅科學啦。例如話， 我哋每一刻都喺度要呼吸嘅，於是乎瑜伽咧，佢有一門學問咧，就係呢個瑜伽嘅呼吸法。例如我哋每日都要進食嘅，同樣瑜伽對於飲食嚟講咧，佢亦都有自己嘅一啲獨特嘅睇法嘅。咁今晚我哋就會一齊探討一個課題啦，就係瑜伽嘅飲食觀。好榮幸咧，就係介紹瑜伽師洛巴難陀大師係俾大家認識。 咁大師咧係由我哋嘅總會喺印度Rishikesh嘅總會咧係遠道嚟到香港嘅，咁佢係我哋總會嘅副會長。咁佢喺1964年咧已經參加咗印度總會，咁佢係喺哈達瑜伽啦、博家梵歌啦、瑜伽同埋吠檀多嘅哲學咧，佢都係一位專家嚟嘅。咁大師第一年嚟香港咧係喺1986年。 今年咧已經係佢第31年咧係嚟香港，咁每次佢嚟香港咧都係將我哋祖師嘅教導啦，同埋祝福係帶俾我哋香港喜歡瑜伽嘅朋友嘅。 咁我哋而家可以開始今晚嘅講座啦。So we can start.
First, let's repeat Om 3 times.
咁開始嘅時候咧，咁我哋會一齊念呢個 Om 字3次。
Relax the body.
咁我哋放鬆自己嘅身體啦。
Breathe in while breathing out, chant Om.
咁我哋吸氣。然後喺呼氣嘅時候咧，咁一齊念誦呢個Om字3次。
Breathe in，
吸氣。
Breathe in，
吸氣。吸氣。
Let us offer prayers to all ancient yoga gurus.
咁我哋首先咧就向歷代嘅呢啲瑜伽嘅上師咧嚇，我哋係向佢禱告。
Narayanam Padmabhavam Vasishtam Shaktincha Tatputra Parasarancha Vyasam Sukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogendra Madasya Sishyam Sri Sankaracharya Madasya Padmapadancha Hastamalakancha Sishyam Tantotakam Vartikakaram Sivananda Chidanandanyan Asmat Gurun Santatamanatosmi Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Beda Vibhagine Yomavat Vyapta Dehaya Sri Dakshina Murtaye Namaha Tvameva Matacha Pitatvameva Tvameva Bandhuscha Sakatvameva Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva Anyadha Saranam Nasti Tvameva Saranam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Mahaprabhu Om Sahana Bhavatu
Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahe Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahe Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Good evening to you all.
各位晚安。
By the grace of the Almighty and blessings of Gurudev, I am in a position to come to Hong Kong. As he said, this is the 31st time.
咁得到神嘅恩典啦，咁亦得到上師師範難陀大師、慈達難陀大師嘅祝福啦。咁好開心嚇，有機會係今晚係同大家咧係聚在一起。咁今年咧，其實已經係我31年係嚟到香港啦。
We are all students of yoga。
咁我哋都係瑜伽嘅學生。
And Worshipful Gurudev himself considered always he was also a student of yoga。
咁即使係我哋嘅祖師師範難陀大師啦，咁佢成日都會咁講，就係話佢自己都係一位嘅學生嚟嘅啫。
In the Bhagavad Gita。It is beautifully said. Even a jignasa rupa yogasya sabda brahmati vartate. A person who has got a curiosity even to hear about yoga is considered as a yogi.
咁喺《博家梵歌》入邊啦，其中有一句佢係咁講到啦。咁一個人即使啊，佢只係對瑜伽係有一啲嘅好奇，其實佢都已經係一位嘅瑜伽士。
He goes beyond the duality and words of the Vedas.
咁因為佢亦都係超越咗相對，亦都係超越咗《吠陀經》嘅教導。
As declared by worshipful Gurudev Swami Sivaji Maharaj, yoga is a science.
咁正如師範難陀大師啊係咁樣教導嘅，瑜伽係一門科學嚟嘅。
Swamiji wrote more books on yoga and meditation.
咁而大師咧，佢其實寫咗好多本嘅書，就係關於瑜伽啦同埋冥想嘅書籍嘅。
Swami Sivananda was a doctor.
咁師範難陀大師佢未出家之前咧，佢係一位西醫嚟嘅。
In the beginning, he was only a doctor for the body.
最初佢喺馬來西亞行醫嘅時候咧，咁佢只不過係一個身體上面嘅醫生。
After practicing yoga, he became a doctor for the mind also.
咁但係當佢行醫嘅過程咧，佢慢慢就成為一位內心嘅醫生。
As a student of yoga, we know we have got only two instruments.
咁我哋大家都係瑜伽嘅學生。我哋明白，我哋每個人都只不過係有兩個嘅工具。
Body is visible, mind is invisible。
就係睇得到嘅呢個身體，睇唔到嘅嗰個內心，就係呢兩樣嘢嘅啫。
Today our subject is diet for yoga。
咁我哋今日嘅題目咧，就係話喺瑜伽入邊嘅飲食觀。
Body has got only mouth to eat food。
咁我哋嘅身體咧就有個口，咁個口咧就係攞嚟進食嘅。
Do you know the so-called invisible mind? How many mouths it has?
好啦，咁個身體有個口，我哋睇得到啦。咁但係嗰個睇唔到嘅內心，咁內心嘅口又喺邊度呢
？Yoga being a science, we must also know how many mouths our mind is having.
咁瑜伽係一門科學嚟嘅，咁我哋認識個身體之餘咧，我哋都需要認識我哋嘅內心。咁到底我哋嘅內心係有幾多張嘴嘅咧
？The body survives because of food。
身體就係靠食物嚟維持生命嘅。
Our ancient sages beautifully described about the body and mind in different levels of existence。
咁我哋古代嘅聖賢咧，咁佢哋就好清楚啊，去描述咗咁身體啦、內心啦唔同嘅層面。
In one way, it is all consciousness。
咁其實無論你講身體又好，內心又好，喺最終嘅嗰個嘅解釋咧，都只不過係一個意識嚟嘅啫。
Hence, God, consciousness, self is always all pervading。
所以你講神又好，你講意識又好，你講自性又好，其實都係一個嚟嘅，而且佢係無處不在嘅。
In that way, look at our own body.
咁我哋試下睇翻我哋嘅身體。
In every body, there are different levels of existence.
咁每一個人嗰個身體咧，都有唔同層面嘅存在嘅。
All these levels are called layers of consciousness.
不同的層面，你亦都可以咁講啦，就係話唔同層次嘅、唔同層面嘅意識嚟嘅。
Hence, even though we have different levels of existence, we feel it is one consciousness.
即使我哋係有唔同層面嘅存在啦，咁但係我哋始終感覺到嘅係一體嚟嘅。是一個的意識來的。
These five levels of consciousness, in Sanskrit, they call it koshas, layers.
那在傳統的印度呢，他就會看成為一個人呢，是有五個的層面的那個存在。那梵文它叫 kosha, 英文通常也叫 layers 的。
We recognize all beings only through bodies.
咁我哋去例如話去認識一個人又好，或者係一個個體又好啦。我哋首先咧都會係喺佢嗰個嘅身體嗰度嚟去認識先嘅。
Look at these living beings, from ant to elephant, how they exist.
我哋睇下一切呢啲嘅生命啦， 由一隻蟻又好， 去到大笨象又好， 咁佢哋係點樣存在住嘅呢？
Ant also is having hunger, elephant also is having hunger.
一隻狗佢會肚餓， 一個大象佢會肚餓。
Hunger is common to all beings.
所有嘅眾生嚟講呢， 肚餓都係一個共同嘅現象嚟嘅。
Not only moving beings, even that immovable beings, trees also have got hunger.
唔單止會喐嘅生物，佢會話會肚餓。 甚至不動的生物，例如一棵樹那樣算， 它一樣會有飢餓的需要的。
All forms of bodies, they have hunger.
所有的一切的身軀呢， 它都會有肚餓的。
Food differs, taste differs, but hunger is common to all beings.
食物可以不同的， 口味可以不同的， 但是共通點呢， 就是大家都有肚餓。
Look at all beings, especially movable beings, from dawn to dusk, from morning to evening, they are busy only to appease that hunger.
我哋睇翻一切嘅生命啦，咁尤其是係會喐嘅動物啊，咁樣啦，咁由朝到晚咧，其實係咁忙碌啊，咁其實都係為咗咧係揾食嘅啫。
All their capacities directed only to get food.
所有他們的能力都是用在覓食那裡的。
Eagle may go high up in the sky, but its vision is only directed towards its own food on the earth.
即使它飛到很高很高， 但它的眼睛始終都是看回來這個地面那裡， 因為它想找一個食物。
Fish moves shore to shore always, but only for the sake of to appease the hunger.
魚由一個海岸游到去另一個海岸， 實際上它都只不過是想找食物來充飢而已。
Hence, this body is existing because of food.
所以我們會看到一個現象，這個身體，這個肉身，它的存在其實是因為要靠食物的。
Hence, this body is called Annamaya.
所以在傳統的印度，他會這樣叫這個身體，他就叫 Annamaya， 是食物的層面來的。
Full of food.
其實這個身體就是由食物構成的。
If tiger comes and looks at us, it will see nothing but food only.
例如說現在有一隻老虎走了進來， 那他看到我們這麼多人坐在這裡， 他不會理你是穿衣服或者理四的， 在他眼中只有一個觀念，食物來的。
It won't feel is Indian, is Chinese, is young, is old, is rich, is poor. But its perception is only food.
他不會想你是中國人，他是印度人，你是老的，他是嫩的，他不會想這些的。 總之他只有一個想法，這些通通都是吃得的。
Hence, all these bodies survive by eating other bodies.
而這個身體之所以存在到呢， 它是通過什麼呢？ 去吃其他的身體的。
Through this physical body, through the mouth.
所以這個肉身來講呢， 我們就是靠那把口來去進食的。
All beings, especially subhuman beings, they are contented to having food, sleep and procreation.
而那些比較低層次少少的生物啦， 它很多時候就是說有得吃、有得睡、有得繁衍下一代呢， 其實它們已經是很深足的了。
They also have mind.
它們一樣有內心的。
All subhuman beings, they live in instinct.
但是那些低等少少的生物來講，他們很多時候就是靠他們的本能來去主宰自己的。
Majority of human beings also live like that.
而人呢，其實很多的人呢，一樣是跟動物呢，那個水平呢，不是說高很多的， 都是受自己那個本能支配著的。
But some human beings who use the intellect, reflect, hence they are not contented with what they are having.
但是人呢，有一部分嘅人，尤其是咧。 他就會好善用佢自己嘅理智嘅理性嘅，咁於是乎佢識得分析去思考，咁佢就唔會甘心咧，係變成好似一個普通嘅動物咁樣樣，受到嗰個本能嘅支配。
Hence, our ancient sages felt there is something beyond this body.
咁所以喺古代嘅聖賢咧，佢會咁諗嘅，就係話人咧，其實除咗呢個身體之外咧。 應該仲有多少少嘅嘢嘅，唔會單純就係呢個身體咁少嘅。
They felt it is called antakarana or internal organ.
咁佢哋會諗到咧，人咧係有內在嘅官能嘅，內在嘅一個嘅器官嘅。Generally
in English, we call it a mind.
咁好多時英文咧就直接了當用個 mind 字嚇，一個內心嚟去表達呢樣嘢啦。
Body has got only one mouth.
人嘅身體得一張嘴嘅啫。
But our sages discovered, realized, understood that our mind has got 19 mouths.
咁但係古代嘅聖賢咧，就話我哋嗰個內心咧係有19把口嘅。
They are 5 senses of action.
例如話。 就係5個行為嘅器官啦，
5 senses of perception，
5個嘅感官啦，
5 pranas，
5種嘅生命能啦，
and manas buddhi ahankara and citta， mind intellect ego and memory or mind stuff，
加上最後4樣嘢就係內心啦、理性啦、你嗰個嘅印象記憶啦。 同埋你嗰個嘅意識加埋就19樣嘢啦。
Through all these 19 mouths, we absorb food.
咁內心嘅19個口咧，其實佢一樣要食嘢㗎，佢都會吸收一啲嘢㗎。
Hence, our mind takes food through these 19 mouths.
咁所以內心咧就係通過頭先所講嘅19條途徑咧嚟去吸取一啲嘢入自己度嘅。
Hence, the food is divided into 3 categories.
所有嘅食物其實都可以分成為3個範疇：
Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas.
純正性嘅食物、動性嘅食物、惰性嘅食物。
Sattva means pure, that which creates serenity and strength.
Sattvic 咧，即係純正性嘅咧。咁佢嗰個定義就係話，佢係純正嘅。佢係食咗嘅時候咧，係讓一個人嗰個內心咧係感覺到平靜安寧嘅。與此同時咧，佢係有營養、有力量嘅。
By eating sattvic food, our mind will become so much alert and also very intelligent, and also above all, it is serene and peaceful.
咁所以，如果一個人係懂得進食一啲所謂純正性嘅食物嘅時候咧，佢嗰個影響好多時就喺個內心嗰度㗎。例如話，進食咗呢啲純正性嘅食物嘅時候，嗰個內心咧係會有比較好嘅一個警覺性啦，佢嘅理智亦都係運用得比較好啦。咁同埋咧，佢個內心係會保持住嗰一份嘅安寧，嗰一份嘅平安嘅。
It is called sattvic food.
咁呢啲我哋就叫佢咧係做純正性嘅食物啦。Second
type is called rajasic food.
第二類咧就叫動性嘅食物，rajasic嘅食物。It
makes the senses and mind agitated.
咁呢種食物嘅特徵咧就係話，你食咗之後咧，你嗰個嘅感官咧係會非常之咧係動盪不安嘅。It
becomes our senses and mind become more dynamic.
咁你嗰個嘅感官同埋你嘅內心咧，都係不斷不斷喺度活躍緊嘅。The
third type of food is tamasic or lethargic.
咁第三種食物咧就tamasic，佢係惰性嘅食物啦。These
tamasic and rajasic food consumes more prana.
咁當你食嗰啲動性嘅食物又好，食嗰啲惰性嘅食物又好咧，惰性嘅就會令人昏沉嘅。咁好啦，咁你食咗呢啲食物咧，其實咧佢係會虛耗你自己咧，係好多嘅身體能量嘅。
By eating tamasic food, our mind become dull, lethargic, and then make us to sleep more.
咁你食惰性嘅食物嘅時候咧，你嗰個內心咧就會昏昏沉沉咁樣樣噶。你好喜歡咧，就係話成日都想瞓覺，想瞓覺咁嘅。
Put into this in a Puranic way, in a story form, there are three brothers.
咁或者用一個故事嚟去講一講呢三個嘅情形啦。咁好耐之前咧，就有三兄弟。
And all these three.They want to meditate.
咁三兄弟咧，佢都想話我要冥想。
The tamasic who eats too much and also who sleeps too much, and he also tried to meditate.
咁有一